velkommen til en ny Sjøholmen-podd her på Sjøholmen. Og denne gangen her så har vi fått besøk av Kate Hagen, som kommer fra Rjukan. Og hun skal åpne utstilling nå til helgen på Sjøholmen på verdensdagen for psykisk helse 10. oktober. Og utstillingen ble hengende i 3 uker. Og dette en utstilling vi har planlagt i sikkert nesten over et år. Og det en fantastisk reise for de som kommer og besøker utstillingen og en boklansering. Så velkommen, Kat.
Thank you.
Først og fremst, kan du fortelle litt grann om denne utstillingen, denne reisen du kommer til å ta med publikum på gjennom bildene dine og den prosessen som har vært i forkant?
Ja, og jeg må si, hvis det ok, jeg går over til engelsk når jeg prater om disse ting som personlig.
Ja.
It began with the book. That's when I met you, and I'd just finished the book, actually. Mm-hmm. And the book was the end of a process that I'd been doing for 5 years with the paintings. I started with paintings first. It was a process on, my own process. I cut my parents off 8 years ago, and it's all about this and my childhood and why I'm finding myself again. So the paintings are my language, and that's what I could express with paint first, and then it took a little bit of time before I can actually go back to the paintings and see the paintings, and I can start to add small bits of text. But the actual text in the book, that's taken me years, so it's taken me almost 40 years to find the words that are in the book, because I've always used painting first, so I've always expressed with paints.
Yeah.
But people have seen my paintings before, but I've never told the story behind them. But the book, I wrote the book, I finished the book in September 2020, I think I met you in December with that book. And originally I was going to have it just for myself, actually, because it's just my own private thing.
Like a diary.
And that's why I made my handmade copies just for me. But I have a very good friend who we work with a lot with art and the way we use art, the way I use art myself, which you'll find out about in this exhibition. And she read the book and stuff. She was like, you need to get this out now. And you need to publish it. And I was like, okay, maybe. And she's like, I'll come on tour with you. But then she died in November. Yeah. So I just had to do it.
Yeah.
Because we can't do our work together anymore, so this is my way of carrying it on. Sorry. So our work we did is actually really important, because the way I use art with myself is how we go and work with refugees, and we work with community groups and stuff, and we're using art as a universal language, as a visual language, but it's art with an artist, not with a therapist. We can actually take people into a completely different space, into your own world. And we go into that journey with them, and we go there with them, and we carry them up, and the transformation is just amazing. So I haven't been on tour this last year. I've been working with you and doing what me and Evanier used to do, but we're doing it with my art up on the walls, and when you come here you're going to actually hopefully experience that you're actually walking around in the book.
Så det din process fra et mørke, kan man si, fram til lyset?
It's my way of keeping our... It's, the work we do is so important. It's my way of being able to carry it on by myself in my way that I can do. So it's like everything, there's more than one journey here. There's a journey of me and Evanier, a journey of our work. But it's my also personal journey. So this is the end of one chapter, but it's beginning of another, because I've realised I've actually only just started scratching the surface. So I've actually got a 10-metre long canvas back at home, because I know when this comes down, I'm going to need to go deeper. So I have a big industry hall in Rjukan with a 10-metre canvas in it waiting for me. So at the end of the exhibition, it's next phase, going even deeper than I've gone in this exhibition.
Men når du går til lærette, tidligere så snakket du om at bildene var en speiling av dine meditasjoner, eller en manifestasjon av dine meditasjoner.
Yeah. I call them echoes, actually.
Echo,
I don't know if it's meditation, but it's just when I paint, I'm in a completely different space. I'm completely present in the painting. And I will tell you, I actually go to love when I'm painting. I love painting, but that's where I am coming from. Yeah. And when you're in love, there's no fear, there's no judgment, and you can just feel, and you can just sense. So then when I'm dealing with stuff from my childhood, I'm doing it from a place of no judgment, and it just Yeah, I'm not thinking when I'm painting. I'm just doing them just while they're all very, very different, because they're very different expressions. And then when they're finished, I have this. You have the entire thing just there, visible in front of you. I don't really see my paintings. I shouldn't say this, being an artist. The visuals are not important to me. Right. I feel them. I feel them, actually.
Yeah.
So sometimes there's some of them, I have to put them away.
Mm.
And just know, but then eventually I'll go back to them, and then when I go back to them, it's like an echo, because then you've got the distance.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel it, I've got the same feeling, but even though sometimes an echo can be muted, sometimes it's amplified,
yeah,
there's still that distance, and that gives you the distance and space you need to be able to actually work out what's underneath. So some of the really dark ones and stuff, which are to do with anger and sadness and stuff, actually, yeah, when you go really underneath, it's not about that, it's more about grief and profound sense of grief. And when you go to actual real core feeling, whatever stuff disappears, and you can actually work on what you need yourself and free yourself from all the others.
Men kräver det mycket disciplin av dig att komma till en tillstånd där du på en måte kun är I ett med det maleriet?
No, I can do that just by going. If I'm in one of my safe spaces,
yeah,
if I'm in my studio, I can just walk in my studio and I'm straight there. Because the smell and the, yeah, so that's something I do sometimes, actually. I usually have at least one sketchbook on me and stuff. So even if I'm out and about or in meetings or travelling, if I feel, oh, I don't like it here, I can just get my sketchbook out. I can, because when I'm with my sketchbook, I'm not meditating, but I know I'm in that same state that my friends who do meditate.
Yeah, it's an ankeringspunkt, egentligen.
To me, it's I'm in my safe space. I've had these diaries since I was a child, actually. I used to, visual diaries. I didn't use words because people could read them. My sisters and my mothers could read them. So I just had my drawings.
Yeah. Men när folk kommer till dig på workshop, hjälper du dem att komma in I den, vad ska jag säga, tillstånd?
Yeah, I get them in flow very quickly, actually.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how, but I just do. No, it's... I always go in the process with them.
Yeah.
So I'm both participating as well as facilitating, and I'm meeting you as an equal. So when you come to a workshop with me, you're not the creator, you're not the mother, you're just who you are. And I think that's the fundamental difference with the process of an artist and a therapist.
Yeah.
And therapists are really important. People do need therapists, but you know, you're a patient and they're a therapist. When you come to me, we're just two people meeting, having a conversation.
Yeah.
But I'm able to go to somebody that I can go there with you and bring you back, because I do it with you. So then I can, and some of the transformations are amazing. So you're on your own journey, so I'm just guiding you. I'm not leading you, but I'm there with you, so I'm by your side, so you can go really deep and come.
So it's safe.
Yeah, so it's safe. So it's a safe space. That's the most important thing, that people feel safe. So no workshop is the same, because it depends who the participants are, where you are, and the speed, I vary it and stuff. I just have to tune in on who's there. And that's what me and Evie used to do together. When there was two of us, we could, you know, even if we had a workshop plan, we could change it. They wouldn't know we'd change it. We could just look at each other and we knew that we need to change.
So. Men litt tilbake, jeg har jo lest mye av boken, og teksten jo kjempesterke. Altså, okay. Det forteller om en barndom som ikke var kjempegod.
Nei.
Hvem var lille Kate, egentlig?
Yeah, I call her Mini Cat, actually.
Yeah,
she's
Mini Cat.
She's in some of my paintings.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some sadness and stuff there, but I'm still that same little girl who's feisty and curious and going to, you know, conquer the world. So, there's a lot of sadness and stuff there, but the child in me, that's what I can tap into. I'm still that joyful child that can see a butterfly and just be, oh, wow, and, you know, so... or the beetles and stuff, so I can always find something, even in the dark, I find some little glimpse of light.
Yeah.
But that's because I'm not 48, I'm 428, I'm still a child. but it's tapping back into that joyfulness, and that's what I do with people in my workshops. It's fun, it's safe, it's not sad, it's really just, you're just being, simply being.
Yeah. Men så ble det jo
but first... you've experienced it, yeah. So you can tell me.
Men først endte du jo som arkitekt.
Yes.
Før på en måte du startet med kunst.
No, I've always had the art.
Yeah.
I've been painting since I was a child. When I was 16, I was away in Italy on an art course and stuff. That's where I actually realised that painting wasn't just important, it's who I am.
Yeah.
I was in Tuscany in a monastery. It was, there was, I think there was 80 or 90 kids from Cheshire, but most of them were from the art school, so most of them were 18, 19, but there's two of us who were only 16. Mm-hmm. So I got a place on this residential course, and I was there for several months in Italy, staying in this monastery and travelling around, but that's when I understood I just have to paint. Yeah. It's who I am. But it was, it, you know, it changes the way you see the world, and that's when I realised that's what I wanted to do, but I did architecture as a compromise. Well, in Britain, your parents pay your university,
yeah,
and I did architecture at a college of art as a compromise because they wanted me to do a proper,
yeah,
proper degree, and it wouldn't fund, yeah, my art.
Men när skedde övergången från arkitekt till alltså fine art eller utövande konstnär?
I've always done the art on the side. They've been parallel, actually. Mm. They've been parallel for many years, and I always had architecture as my job. Art is who I am. But then in 2018, I had my firm with Rolf. It was me who was running the firm to begin with. But I stepped down as leader deliberately because I wanted to merge the art much more into the architecture because of the way I use it in workshops.
Yeah.
We can also use that in... I can't think English now. Some from Zoot Bickling's project, yeah, to instead Zoot Bickling. So I use a lot of the techniques, art techniques in architecture anyway, so I thought I'll try and merge them. But it's actually now gone even further, so I'm on my way to being able to become independent and do what I should be doing and being a full-time artist.
Yeah.
But I still work strategically on the plans and stuff with Rolf. I still have the architecture in me, but I will be full-time.
Artist.
Mm. An artist.
Men du har ju också par på workshoper hos dig och det är ju en ganska stor skillnad. Ja, men du fortæller om.
Oh, that's fun. I started doing that with even here in refugee camps, working with couples. And when we say couples, it could be two good friends or mother, sister, man, husband, wife,
yeah,
or two sisters or mother, child, and that's really interesting. I get used to going because you're not just going dialogue with yourself, you also go in dialogue with each other, and there's some creative exercise that I have, yeah, that you can, once you're in that till standards of, you have a conversation, it's actually really fascinating to watch sometimes. I put big sheets up on the wall,
yeah,
and you're drawing on the same one as music, and you start separate, but eventually you're moving together and drawing marks together. And I should say that when I use drawing and art, I'm just using mark making. It's just, yeah, marks, but it's actually really interesting to see what happens, and they learn to communicate in a different way.
Men det handlar väl om att slippa kontrollen också och ha tillit.
It's trust. Yeah, you have to have trust. If there's no trust, it doesn't work, and that's why I find it hugely rewarding actually, because you're going into these places with some of these really vulnerable people, and the trust that they give you when you walk in there, I wouldn't be able to do what I did if they weren't able to trust us. So that's actually a huge privilege, that that they can just, they go with it and they trust.
Mm.
And yeah, it's amazing to see.
Men lite tillbaka till dessa bilder. Yeah. Du brukar ju plater, men fortæller på något hur de växer fram.
You mean what I paint
on? Ja,
yeah, oh, that's the architect in me. I love materials. These are actually building site. Yeah. Spinplater.
Du brukar ju guld, du brukar elementer, det är glas, det är
tyg. Yeah, I do. To me, materials are my paint.
Yeah.
As is movement, as is light, as is color. All of these are actually paint.
Yeah.
So I understand the texture and so the materials. You can see the materials are painted on because it becomes the materiality.
Yeah.
Becomes part of the expression and part of the language, and because they're all to do with emotions and. If you get me onto that, I start saying that emotions, they all have to me, a movement, a texture, a colour, you can feel them, you can actually feel them in your body. This is where I bring you into the meditation thing. If you get into that state, you can feel physically.
Yeah.
And then it's the physical expression, so it's using the texture and the light to express.
Mm-hmm.
So I can read my language. but that's why a lot of my paintings you can't actually see from one deliberately, actually. You have to move around to see it all.
Yeah.
So when you move, you'll find a lot of them, the way I've used the paint and the light and the layering of the paint, because you know pigments are different sizes, so
yeah,
like there's never just one white in my white painting, there's always two or three,
because
some are transparent and some aren't. But that's why when you move around, you'll see that some of them go towards a blue tinge or a white tinge or a green tinge, and you can't see everything all on the marks without moving. So you can never see any of my paintings complete from one
point. So you
have to use movement, you have to move around. So when you look at them straight on, you get one experience, but when you move around, you'll see something else, and you'll see something else. So you'll never ever be able to see a whole, you can't capture it all in one go. And that's deliberate.
Men vi åpner utstillingen nå på Verdensdagen for psykisk helse. Mm-hmm. Og jeg husker jeg snakket med deg en gang. Vi satt I kø faktisk når vi snakket, og da nevnte du at kunst var på en måte det som reddet deg, fordi jeg alltid hadde vært med deg, så det var helt naturlig for deg å velge kunsten.
Yeah, I should say I love to paint. I would always paint, I'd paint regardless. But what I've managed to learn to understand as an adult, I was able to actually use something I love to do. To just to be able to process childhood trauma and to be able to, you're never free from it, but you can move forward from it and you can free yourself and to understand it. So I've used something I love to do to help me process some quite difficult experiences.
Yeah.
And that's what I think is important, that everybody's got something they love to do. If you find something you love to do anyway, you can use that as a tool to help yourself through some really difficult things.
Yeah.
So I don't paint because I had childhood traumas, but I've used paint to help myself with childhood traumas.
Yeah. Og det lettere enn ord, tenker jeg. Det
Yeah, I've processed a lot this year, and you have a completely different understanding. It's changed the way I see the world, actually. If you're talking about Minicat, when I was small and stuff, it was quite sad and everything was dark and despair. There's a lot of darkness there and everything was just negative. But through painting, I've been able to go underneath that anger and that pain and understand that actually it's mainly about grief and a lack of grief. And I've been able to give myself the love that I didn't have as a child, because I understand grief as love. Mm. So when I've done paintings like this, I've actually validated myself, accepted myself, and that's actually freed me from a lot. But there's different nuances, because in the other room there's ones about even ear. Which is also grief.
The mørke. Yeah.
No, the light ones are even ears, actually. When she died, I didn't know what to do because I was in shock. I'd been on tour with her just 3 days before. So I just ran to my studio and just started painting because I was in numb and I just didn't want to accept, but I just started painting. And then those ones are still there. They keep going. I haven't finished that series yet because I'd say when it's somebody like even who's gone, the grief is about a love that's got nowhere to go. But when it's grief from your childhood, you can give that love to yourself. So it's slightly different nuances. So sometimes you can focus it somewhere and help yourself. Some of the times it's like, okay, don't know what to do with this. So I'm just painting. Just lots of paintings.
Men titlen på boken jo Simple Kate.
So Simply Cat.
Simply Cat. So det essensen, det det som, det rene, det som
It's Simply Cat, and that's a play on words as well, because it's who I am.
Yeah.
I'm open, but also when I'm painting, I say I'm just simply being, and I'm simply sensing, I'm not thinking. So it's a play on words. It's simply just doing and being and...
Og det ligger en meditasjonstanke, tenker jeg, med å bare simple be.
So I don't have a formal meditation practice, but I have my paint practice, which is, I've come to realize is the same thing. When I have friends who do meditate and do yoga and stuff, it's the same thing, only I have the echo. I have the...
Og det handler jo om å ikke overstyre med logikken, eller komme inn og kontrollere seg selv.
You just have to... Yeah, just simply be.
Yeah, in the flow.
And just allow it to emerge by itself.
Tusen takk. Da håper jeg at dere får med dere utstillingen her på Sjøholmen, og jeg tror det blir en kjempesterk utstilling som tar dere inn på en reise, egentlig uten ord, men bare med farger og følelser og stemninger.